A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
We call JoyCut, so we can start from here. It's a kind of conjunction between two codes. Joy, it's taken from a track of this record from Nick Drake, A Time of No Reply, and Cut from this work of from Pink Floyd of Roger Waters. So it just like we would like to combine, you know, the songwriting from the British side, like Nick Drake, and the psychedelic mood and research, like the Pink Floyd did in that album specifically.
Yeah, I think that our backgrounds are completely different to each other. So I come from dance music and, you know, funky stuff, really, we can say happy or something like that. So and so I can say, yeah, more funk. Okay, my background is more funk than, I think, than yeah. Background.
When I was young, I played especially punk, hardcore, garage punk. Now I listen old music. I like very much waves, industrial, like Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor, and stuff like that.
I come from the new wave, the 80s. So, I mean, that was my generation. So I grew up listening to that kind of music, the Manchester, you know, all the factory scene. So we can just remember acts like, you know, the Ruti Column, J Division, the Smiths, what else, Fields of the Nephilim, you know, lots of that stuff. So growing up with that kind of music, right now there are a kind of elements of that music in our stuff. It's normal, I think. The base of the band is in Bologna. That's the college town. There are lots of, you know, different people coming across. So it's very easy to meet up people there and to try to build something energetic. So I went to Bologna because I wanted to study there.
I'm studying in Bologna
for the same
music
reason.
Yeah,
it's a kind of faculty of arts.
Yeah, arts, so cinema, theater, and music.
Yeah, I studied philosophy there. He's from Brescia, actually.
I'm from the north. Yeah,
just there?
Yeah, Brescia. It's near Milan, so northern than Bologna. But we stay in, you know, quite in the middle because they come from the south. I come from the north, and we stay in Bologna. It's exactly in the middle.
It's especially during the 80s, there were lots of bands, very, very important for our growth and for the complete scenes in Italy. Moda was one of the famous, even abroad. The earlier Litfiba, they were so great. And there is also a psychedelic new wave called, I don't remember right now the name, but it's Il Rovescio della Medaglia. I'm not able to translate this kind of name in English. But I mean, they were the pioneers. And so it was simple for us. We came, me and Gael, from a little town down the south. So music was a kind of escape. So it was natural for us, you know, searching for this kind of sounds, different. So we wanted to be different in a small town. We wanted to achieve something better, something higher. And that kind of music gave us the strength to try to express ourselves in a different way. We are very excited, first of all, because it's the first time for us in Budapest. It's a special set for tonight. It's going to be 45 minutes without any interruption, so very, very on the beat. We chose to play the uptime, you know, songs from the last album, Pieces of Us Were Left on the Ground. Sometimes we need to interrupt just because we would like people to clap, you know. So we want to feel the worm. But sometimes it's up to us. I mean, it depends what's going on stage. Sometimes we decide just to carry on, to go on. like to be free in music, just free to search and research sounds apart from, you know, spreading out messages or giving, you know, advices using lyrics or codes like English or stuff like that. In the last adventure we are living right now, we just want to go deep inside the human being. So it's just like a journey, very deep journey, and traveling a lot and learning from experiences and exchange. We are trying to reach another level of our experience, existence experience. So music gives us the chance to do it. I recorded three albums with Joycott singing, and I recognized I was so bad singing, so I decided to stop. I was the worst singing, yeah. So I stopped. We wanted to communicate something very intense. And sometimes, you know, when you use the word, when you use the lyric, when you use grammar codes, you are just, you know, in a kind of jail, you know. It's a kind of trap, because you have to use the subject, the verb, the object, you know. So even if your way of thinking is completely free, you have to translate that way of thinking in a code. So you have to say, I want to go home. I want to hit something. But sometimes it's not like that, you know. Life is very, very different than this compared to this. So we decided to do something more, it was a kind of tricky essay.
Thank you.
Anytime we climb down from the stage and people come, you know, saying, ah, it was a great show, a great show. When we know inside ourselves it wasn't like that, we don't believe them. But when we are confident about a great show, because the monitor was great, the monitor were great, our mood were strong, the power of drum kit were completely clear, and we know inside the show was great, we don't need about people telling us the show was great. So it's a private question, but it's always work, I mean.
Thank you guys, from Italy.
We finished the last one playing in Turin a few weeks ago. It was a kind of stop in order to recharge our energy. We are starting right now from here today. We are going to tour the US. There are going to be 25 shows in 30 days. And we got this invitation from the CMJ in New York. It's a huge festival. We played already in Austin at South by Southwest. So we are just experiencing the two sides of the US, East Side and West Side. So this time we are going to go to East Side again. We got another invitation from an important festival in Europe, the Glimpse in Ghent, Belgium. So till that time we are very, very busy. So today we start again for 1-2 months. We'll be right back.
Thank you guys. Joker. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Guys. Bye. See you.